Welcome, Akasha here, Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com, and this is Bliss Life, my podcast about how to live your bliss life. So today, because we have so much going on, we are going to do a beautiful process you can repeat over and over, an emotional cleanse. So you can do this anytime we happen to be coming into a full moon. And a full moon has its energies too. So we're going to draw those energies in. Let's begin by taking a deep breath. Take it in through your nose as slowly as you can and follow the breath. Watch it with your inner eye, your inner vision. And with those intuitive senses, does it have a color? Does it feel or look like liquid or light or clouds? And as it washes through your brain, down your throat and into your lungs, let it go and feel like it's a waterfall of whatever that energy was that came into you, washing away the fog, the stress, the overwhelm, the distraction. Another nice deep breath in. And again, follow it with your awareness, with your inner eye. Use all of your 360 senses. Let it go again and say inside of your heart, I am ready and willing. Take one more slow, deep breath in. Follow that energy through your brain, washing your mind and your thoughts and your beliefs. Wash away all that no longer serves you. And declare as you let that breath wash through your mind, emotions, and physical body, I am open and receptive to free myself from emotional states that no longer serve me. Now just relax. Make sure that you are somewhere comfortable. Turn off your phone notifications, shut the door, lay down or sit down in whatever position is going to allow you to completely let go. As you let go, you are going to be inviting the emotional body, the emotional field, the power field of your entire light body into your awareness. So I want you to just say inside of your heart as you get your body supported, comfortable, relaxed, and you begin to let go, close your eyes and declare inside of you, yes, yes, I'm ready to open my heart and my mind, to open the doors of my perception to my emotional energy that is no longer lifting me up, supporting me, expanding me, strengthening me, keeping me in a power state. And I'm going to let down my barriers and judgments, my fears and my resistance, whether it's in my mind or my body or my emotional, whether it's conscious or subconscious, I now command and give permission that these emotions, the stickiest, gooeyest, heaviest ones, are welcome into my awareness. In Light Body School, we call this the Acceptance Lounge. And we imagine a beautiful room or a space, and you design it any way you want. And it's beautiful. It may have music, it may have candles, it may have incense, it may have plants, it may be indoors, it may be outdoors. Whatever it is a place of beauty to you. You feel good there. And you invite in these emotions, this emotional cleanse that you are about to enter is deep and sweet, gentle and powerful. Because the mind and the body are inseparable, they're both part of the same bigger body. And because you also have an emotional body and a spiritual body, and all of these bodies make up your light body, and they are at the service of your physical existence. You are the creator of your reality, and now you are ready and willing to allow the energy of certain emotions to be released. Guilt and shame have a hard time being released because we hide them and suppress them and we don't want them to come out, and right now you do. Remember that when you acknowledge these energies, you are accepting a part of you. And the energy channels or meridians that move through your body bring life force or disease. And the only real cure is allowing the energy of a power, a higher emotional state, to infuse and take up residence in your glands, your organs, your cells, your belly, your mind, your thoughts. And these emotions are your power cells. So you get to open your meridians. So just declare to yourself right now, imagine them beginning to light up. And they're lighting up like long streams, ribbons of light energy coming through you from your head all the way to your feet, down your hands and arms. Just observe with your intuitive nature, with your higher self, with your awareness as being everything, source, the creator, and you, the created. Declare right now, show me the emotional blocks, disconnections, clogs, imbalances. And watch, observe, and feel and sense, because you in this moment are in a chamber of light that illuminates along with the light of the full moon. Imbalanced energies and emotions. And you say, welcome into my awareness, into my acceptance lounge, into this beautiful space where we can connect. You are a part of me. Feel this illumination from this special moment. Feel in this moment that your intuitive senses and your powerful senses are swimming like a yin and yang. And together, you are bringing all of you to the service of rising to higher levels of consciousness. One part of you, one energy flow swims downward, reminding you, be rooted, be here now. Be in the present moment, accept who you are. and one energy flow moves upward, reminding you to expand, to remember the infinite nature and the infinite field. Follow and see, ask for these two streams of energy to be illuminated, and watch them. I am now ready for my higher mind and higher consciousness to connect to my purpose, my mission, to my physical reality. And I align all parts of me and allow the emotional clogs to begin to dissolve. All you need do is ask and now observe. Allow what you see and feel moving as it opens and awakens, reignites and frees thoughts or memories or energies that you have not sensed, seen, or felt in a long time. Allow the illumination to pour down over you and light up those spots within you that hold the emotion. What is it? What is the emotion? Whatever pops in your mind is the right one. Whatever is the first thing to come to you. Emotions are only disease-causing, clogged, stuck, or drag you down when there's an imbalance. I'm ready to see and feel and highlight those imbalances now. I'm ready and willing to re-embrace my emotions as positive power for growth, passion for pleasure, wisdom and strength for creation. My emotions are my power cells, and I'm ready right now, right here with ease and grace to reclaim and redefine these emotions. No longer do I repress this emotion. Declare whichever one or ones have come to you or what is optimal for me at this time. I'm no longer containing or expressing with intent, relentlessly, out of control, out of context. All of my emotions now begin to melt, and the heavy emotions that try to be controlled or controlling, feel them draining out gently and easily. Feel as if a wave of beautiful light, rose in color and scent, is washing through you to detoxify all that you are releasing. Let it go. Yes. A wave of light, pale green, like a mist, moves through your mind, your emotions, your body, You feel it strengthening and altering and expanding those places that lit up in your body that were clogged, stuck, dark, disconnected, repressed, or lacking movement or flow. Watch now as the pink rose and the healing green flow through you together. Freeing the tiniest part of connection to guilt or shame, to fear, to grief, to anxiety or regret, despair or blame, humiliation or scorn, hate, craving. It's never enough. I'm never enough. Never enough. Let it melt. The never enoughness isn't truth. And it's time for new truths to come to the surface, old beliefs to crash to the floor. Continue to watch and allow, accept and flow. Whatever needs to go may whisper. An image, a thought, a feeling, a memory may come to you. Just receive it with gratitude and let everything move. Some of these stuck emotions may begin to pour out like a hot, toxic energy. And you simply watch with a cool breath. Acceptance, forgiveness, harmony, compassion. You feel lighter and lighter. The light is moving and expanding. The flows are moving up and down, and they begin to flow with such ease and grace that you feel expanded and lighter. You feel as if you are moving up, up, up from shame and guilt or fear, moving into courage, empowerment, permission, possibility. You feel as you notice and see and feel the expansion, the movement, the flow, the lightness, it expands 200 times more, like fireworks going off inside of you. You watch as the exquisite light structure of your nature, your mission, your soul's frequency, your beauty, your colors, your passions, your love, your joys, all of it lighting up, bubbling up within you. You feel a release. Oh, this feels good. This could work. And a sense of trust expands through your belly. If I trusted in this moment that if I decided to agree and believe that I have melted these emotions, what would that feel like? Feel a wave of cool blue understanding wash through you. You feel wise. You see and watch the energy in your body flowing freely, coming and going, begin to intertwine and spiral, creating its own energy field. Within you, you begin to choose and pick. You say, oh yes, I'm willing to accept this. I can transcend it all. I feel loving, loved, lovable, a revelation of reverence, pure, true love, unconditional, supportive, complete and pure acceptance washes into your awareness. Face to face with this kind of pure love and acceptance, an enormous eye appears and you look into it. It is the eye of the all-seeing galactic goddess, the love of the divine mother, the unconditional love that accelerates healing. You relax and ask to be open and receptive, to free yourself from fears, beliefs, thoughts, emotions, experiences, karmic knots. Energy is snapping and popping all throughout your body. A ray of rainbow light pours over you from this all-seeing eye of love. Receive it and accept it. Allow it to wash clear anything you woke up, you stopped repressing, you were willing to let go of. Wash it through every crevice of the brain, mind, thoughts, and beliefs. And think freedom, 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 love, revelation. See and feel your perspective expand and see through rose-colored loving glasses. Revelations pour through you as your body, your emotions, and your mind begin to flow together in a new and harmonized way. All the colors of the full color spectrum of all dimensions are moving through you, awakening and electrifying, increasing the flow, increasing your frequency, your mood, your thought. This is the doorway to the power states, to living the highly conscious life through pure love to joy, happiness, and abundance, up through peace, bliss, serenity, to truth, gratitude, and contentment, beyond into enlightenment and more, is all available to you through this eye of pure love. Journey and allow the cleansing of your emotions so that all of you is present here in this moment. continue to accept this love and allow it to pour through you, up and down, in and out, above and below, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, financial, relational, all that is, all that was, all that will be, the infinite field, the infinite possibilities, the infinite potential, the infinite abundance. Expand and enjoy your journey until I bring you back. Allow yourself to feel, receive, become, and experience a flow of high conscious energy you've never been able to feel before. You are loved, so loved. Now bring this love and direct it to any places you still feel may be stuck, fears or worries you've had for a long time, and allow it to penetrate and infuse every level of your being. Be love. Be love. Now, as you tell yourself and you feel and you see it, that pure love moving through you, becoming it, being it, thinking from it, you are bit by bit raising your state and your emotions up, up, up from shame or blame, from regret, grief, anxiety, or hate, up through trust, empowerment, willingness, inspiration, acceptance, harmony, compassion, pure love. Now notice how you feel and anchor it in. Is there a color, a sensation, a picture, or a word that will bring you right back into the state of being bathed by pure love? As it comes to you, acknowledge it, agree with it, anchor it, taste it, swallow it, hold it. And now see your body and begin to walk towards it. Walk towards it, bringing this pure love, this flow, this freedom, this cleansed state. And walk or sit into your body as you merge with your physical body, your new heightened state begins to infuse the cells, bones, organs, and glands. It moves into the energy centers, the chakras, the subtle bodies, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, all of them. It moves up and up and up and out through your channels of chi and the meridians, deep into every part of you. And now sit, anchor, root, ground yourself into your body, into your life, now in this moment. Feel the sense of rejuvenation, energy, light, inspiration. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Take a deep breath into your heart. Put your hand or your hands on your heart and push it down with love as you breathe in and anchor your bodies together now. Declare in your heart, I am that I am. I am pure love. I am acceptance and harmony. I am compassion and willingness. I am trust and optimism. I am release and empowerment. I am courage. I am permission. I am flow. I am power. I am that I am. I am here on a fully funded mission. I am connected yin and yang, above and below. Past, present, and future, all of me is now at my access as I flow consciously, courageously, freely into my infinitely abundant future. Pull it into the now, step into it. Put your hands above your head, stretch and reach up. Say, love, yes, now. Relax and take as much time as you can to come back into the moment, to take some notes on your experience, every little thing you saw, felt, thought, remembered, physically, mentally, emotionally, it all is important. Jot it down real quick. Paint a picture, do a drawing, record something on your phone. Speak to text. Whatever you need to do to fit this important moment and what you've just done into your day in a way that moves you forward. You're ready. You're in your power. Enjoy it. Practice it. Stay there. And when you fall down, like all of us do, into the lower states of force, rise up in your awareness and watch, observe. Initiate an emotional cleanse. Repeat this as often as you can. Let's give thanks for this moment. Thanks for this realignment, this awakening, this cleansing, this releasing, this healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The circle is open yet unbroken. May the peace, acceptance, harmony, understanding, wisdom, and pure love go with you in every breath, in every step, in every look, in every touch. Be love. Be love. Be love. Namaste. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Please share this with anyone and everyone. Play this for your children as they go to sleep. Do this together with your partner. Repeat as often as possible and pay attention to those emotions that you've now decided not to repress, not to judge, not to contain, also not to let run out of control. You can master your emotions in any situation, and this is an excellent step. Keep cleansing. And watch for my new book and my new course on how to master your emotions in any situation. It's such an important key to living the life you desire, not just creating the bliss life, but freeing yourself to actually receive it and then enjoy it. Because I've been there. I've worked hard and created what I wanted, and then I've been standing there in my paradise and not been able to enjoy it. I'm sitting in the guilt or the fear or the anxiety. Whatever I was carrying with me was keeping me in a lower state. I literally was not able to be in the moment, to feel it, to allow it to empower me, to inspire me, to free me, to release me. I wasn't able to taste it and savor it. What's the point? I want you to free yourself by freeing your fears and freeing yourself from thinking you're stuck at any level of the scale of human consciousness. If you feel like you're carrying a lot of shame, yes, it's heavy. The humiliation, the misery, it's a very, very damaging, low, draining frequency. Maybe you're carrying some guilt and blame. Maybe you're feeling depression, despair, or regret, or grief. Maybe you have a lot of anxiety or fears. Maybe you're addicted to not being enough or needing to do more or having to have more, or wanting something you never feel like you get. Maybe you have had anger and hate issues and you really feel. Or maybe you just scorn others and pretend to feel better than them. Those are all the states of force, the heavy states, the underwater states, as I call them. So I'm going to share with you something very, very powerful, the scale of vibrational rates of consciousness and how to use it to free yourself from emotional bondage. Whether it's known or unknown, conscious or unconscious, from this life or any other, these are energetic knots that are living in your body and your mind and your emotional field, creating blockages and imbalances that ultimately will create dis-ease of one kind or another. It might be unsatisfactory relationships, constant fear of money, never feeling good enough no matter how hard you work. It may show up as a roller coaster income or a lack of ability to receive the love from people around you and therefore alienation and feeling alone. Maybe you've lost relationships or other things. Maybe there's uncertainty on what you really want to do, but dissatisfaction with where you are. All of these things are perfectly acceptable. They don't define you as not good enough. They do want to speak to you so they can show you where you're holding yourself back and where you can free this inner power. It's yours. Thank you so much for going on this delicious journey with me. Nan Akasha here. nanakasha.com, blissliferetreats.com, lightbodyschool.com, and more. So please let me know how I can support you, what you would like to hear more about. And like I said, stay tuned. We're going to be diving deeper into how to cleanse, identify, disconnect, reconnect, and more our emotions, all with the ultimate goal of mastering it. So in any situation, regardless of what is happening in your life or in the world, no matter who is saying what, you can choose your state. You have the power. You can do it. Remember, be love. Have a beautiful and blessed day.